What up, peeps?
What up, peeps?
How's it going?
How y'all doing? Y'all ready for this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Literally had nothing.
I'll give you a
couple. I have nothing. Nothing.
If I don't have you.
Like, ew. I can't even sing because my voice.
You sound like me when I sing.
Right? Like, what is happening? If this is your first time listening, I really can't sing.
She can.
Please don't
much.
Let that be a representation of she what I voice. Can do, okay? I am rusty, but I ain't that rusty. No. Anyway, what up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is
And of course, singing.
And of course, singing. I am your host, well, at least one of them, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad. I wish I could just Chad.
He can't.
Just prolong it.
He can't.
But yeah, so.
What is going on?
What is going on? How y'all doing? Hopefully, y'all have been well. We are on schedule.
We are on schedule this week.
We didn't. Okay. Now we didn't. Well, we're off schedule from when we wanted to film it by one day. But we're on schedule with a podcast to come to you. It's Thursday if you're here when it first drops.
Yes.
So welcome, and we're excited to be
ladies and gentlemen.
Feel a little welcome. Bit more on track.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But I figure let's just go ahead and get into the intro.
Oh yeah, let's do that. I'm gonna go the right way this time.
Exactly.
I think
we'll see. 3, 2, 1. See, and I screwed it up today, y'all.
Like, what was that?
See, I screwed up the little
y'all told
the shimmy
me.
Shake.
That I went the wrong way. I really, really felt like I went the right way.
She
but
went
the
wrong
y'all
way.
Said Thanks. I went the wrong way. So
appreciate that.
Appreciate that. So here's the thing. This is why I feel like I am never prepared when it's time to do a podcast because we be so last minute. Like, I am just now going through comments from our last podcast. Shout out to everybody who gave a word of encouragement, told us to give ourselves grace, who understood just kind of where we've been and why we've been absent and why it's just not been what it had been before. I really, really appreciate that. For the most part, you guys got it. And, you know, of course, there's a few that didn't, but it's okay.
There's always a few.
There's just
don't seem to get common, you know.
You know, it's totally okay. But I really, really appreciate you guys just understanding. Like, literally, we don't want to be absent. We be missing y'all. But sometimes, you know, it's just life.
It is what it is.
So let's see. What has happened since the last time we talked to you guys? We officially have a fourth grader.
Crazy.
And also, speaking of elementary students, y'all, what is going on in the world? Like,
it's
what
just,
is going just... on? I don't understand why gun laws are so, like, why is it so hard to change them? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's saying take them all away. But why are 18-year-olds able to get guns? Like, why is that a thing?
And it's the type of guns, too.
It's the
like,
type
it's
of
like,
gun.
Like, you know, it's the type of guns. Yeah. Like, it's just, it all goes back to this military-grade machine gun, you know, that I used when I was in the military, when I was overseas, and war.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, I'm not against people owning guns legally and at a responsible age. I'm not sure. I don't know what that is, but at a responsible age.
If you shouldn't be allowed to drink before you're 21, you definitely shouldn't be allowed to own a firearm before the age of 21.
That's a great one. And you definitely shouldn't. Like, but to go further with that, there is just, I don't care what anybody says, there's no need
for anybody
for rifle, for like straight machine gun, AR-15 rifles. Why? Why do you need that? I understand rifles for if you're a hunter. Totally get that. That is not a machine gun. That is usually a single shot.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind that, we're not a political podcast by any means, but it blows my mind how the NRA and the Republican side of the House, just can't they're so worried about getting voted back in that they can't think of the bigger picture. Like they just are so much money coming in from the NRA.
I just feel like they'd be worried about the wrong stuff.
No, they want to keep their money from the NRA, so they're not going to go against gun rights or the Second Amendment by any way, because, you know, God forbid they try to make the world safer by taking machine guns out. God forbid,
but why is it that we're the only country
with all these school shootings? This
high rate of gun violence, period. Like, what? Clearly we're doing something wrong. So it's like, why won't you take a hint from all of these other countries where this is not happening? Why? Because they don't have access. Like,
yeah. At the end of the day, I just think that there's, you know,
for everybody want to come to America, we are so screwed up over here. This is not the greatest country in the world. Like, it hasn't been ever been? But why do we feel like we are so
It's just sad.
It's so sad.
And your contributions from these gun companies and these associations shouldn't outweigh the safety of the people that you are elected
to protect.
But like, let's
you got these seats for a reason. If you're not gonna do anything with it, what's the point? Nobody should have to fear sending their children to school.
It is.
Because they feel like they may not see them. Nobody should fear going to the grocery store because some crazy can walk in, and it's unbelievable. So I just wanted to mention that because hopefully we don't have any peeps that were affected by it personally. Yeah, hopefully not. If you were, you're definitely in our thoughts. But it's just like, even at this point, you don't have to be personally affected by it.
Because it is traumatic. Because
it is traumatic. But also, the fact that it is so traumatic, but so many of us see it as just another day, like it's surprising, but not really. Like, that's the issue, because it dumbs down the traumatic response because we're so used to it happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shouldn't be okay with seeing this news and like, it happened again. Oh,
like, no,
that shouldn't be okay.
So, today, you know, the ex president of the United States, to not be named,
what this fool,
confirmed along with some other Republicans that they're, you know, going to be speaking
still be at
the NRA. Now, there were two Republicans. There were two Republicans that backed out because they said there's just they can't, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But like, it's just, you know, and this is not a Republican versus Democratic thing. This is, but we have to acknowledge who is the party that favors the everyone have a gun more, and it is the Republican Party at the end of the day. Yeah. And that doesn't mean you're a bad person because you're Republican. I'm just saying that is the truth of it.
Yeah.
Right now, the Republican Party is more about, you know, gun rights and not changing the laws.
It's just messed up.
It's sad, man. It's just so sad that this is.
So
yeah, it's frustrating.
Sorry, this is not a political podcast. We ain't trying to take it there, but sometimes you just got to talk about what's happening.
But at the same time, like, if we want to talk about it,
yeah, you
know,
we will
speak about it. And if you know, you're offended or you don't enjoy it, then we fast forward. Yeah, fast forward.
Like, yeah,
you know. But also, you know what? Don't get in your feelings. Don't take it personal, because it's not about us. It's not about you. It's just about, you know.
It should be about the whole population as a whole. What is best for the whole country.
Exactly. And it's just sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. So, long story short, we have a fourth grader. That was a really long tangent, but I can't believe CJ's about to be in fourth grade. Reagan is going to be starting the pre-K program at her school, because y'all know she's not quite, I mean, she don't miss the cutoff. She's a January baby, so she won't start kindergarten until next fall.
Yeah.
So she will start the pre-K program, which I asked the director, like, is this more of structured, you know, because we kind of get her there whenever we get her there. She don't, there's really like, they have a schedule, but we don't really adhere to it as much. Mm-hmm. She said this will be much more scheduled and routine. They won't take naps. They won't do all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Ray is so like, we're excited. Kids are growing up.
It's, we're excited for her that, for, but we're also saddened because it means she's growing up. Gosh. And Chad's like growing up, and it's just like, geez.
It's crazy. The other day we actually sat down and like wrote down the year and what grade they would be in. Cause I, for some reason, I thought we would have two graduations at the same time, but we won't because they're 5 years apart. So Siege will graduate from high school. Reagan will be like in seventh grade. And then when he graduates from college, she'll be a junior in high school. So they'll graduate one, he'll graduate 1 year and mm-hmm. she'll graduate the next year. But it was just weird looking at the, what is Reagan like? What did we, what was it? Class of 2032 or something like that?
36,
or
36, I think.
36. And it was just weird.
It's just crazy.
To even say 2036 is like, what?
Yeah, exactly. It's wild.
Anyway.
It's wild. But it's wild. Let's get into our
First sponsor. Shout out to our sponsors.
Absolutely. So first sponsor is Ghost Bed. We've told you about them. Actually, I think our last podcast.
I think so, yeah.
And we all know that how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. Well, if you don't, it is. It's very important. You need sleep. So we're excited to tell you about our next sponsor, which is Ghost Bed. And we have some products that we're going to be, you know, they're going to be on their way. So we're excited mm-hmm. to try them. So the next time we speak about them, we'll be able to kind of give you our personal opinion. So that's exciting. But Ghost Bed basically is made by Nature Sleep, which is an industry leader in the mattress space since 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets and pillows, is designed with cooling features. So it's perfect if you sleep warm, which most people do. They've even got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. Shipping is free and fast. You can try out your mattress for 101 nights, which mm-hmm. is crazy. And you even get an industry, it is, industry-leading warranty up to 25 years, which is also pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a family-owned business, sleep experts for 20-plus years of experience, you know, quality and comfort at affordable prices, cooling technology that I spoke about. They're made in the USA, which is awesome. And their warranties that are 20 to 25-year warranties, they're two times the industry standard. So it's not, you know, I mean, it's a long time, but it's also above the standard of other, you know, mattress companies as well. Mm-hmm. I told you about the 101 night at home sleep trial. 101 nights. If you don't like it, return it. Get your money back. No hard feelings. No strings attached. Free shipping, and most orders ship within 24 hours. They do have financing if you need to. $0 down. 0% APR financing. So you can get, you know, you can buy this mattress for like $35 a month. So that's pretty mm-hmm. awesome. If you really need one and that's the way you want to go, then you have that option. And the current promotion they have, which is flash sale, 40% off mattress and adjustable base bundles, or 30% off a mattress plus two free pillows. So to find your perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/LMO. Right now, Ghostbed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles, where you can get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. That is 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use the promo code LMO at ghostbed.com/LMO. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. Again, ghostbed.com/LMO and use the promo code LMO. Yes, check them out.
Check them out.
So also, Chad Jr. is starting Taekwondo today.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that, which
is super cool. We went to his introductory class mm-hmm. and I asked him after he was done. I was like, "You want to do this, buddy?" And he was like, "Let me think about it." 10 seconds later, no, I want to do it. So
he signed up.
You know, so we signed up yesterday. He starts today. He has his Taekwondo gi and he's ready to go.
He's so cute in it too. Cute. Oh my god,
I love it. I'm so excited.
Twice a week. So yeah, this is all new. I'm excited for him because he's been wanting to do some type of martial arts for at least a year, and we've just kind of been dragging our feet, finding a place. We didn't know how serious he was, but I'm curious to see, like, you know, how this goes for him, like how he gets into it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, all the things. Let's see what else. I asked Reagan today, actually, if she wanted to go back to ballet. She had been in ballet, and then...
What did she say?
I'm not really sure what happened. We were traveling, and then COVID, and then we forgot. So she has missed the last, like, month and a half, and she said, yes, I want to go back.
Really?
I said, okay. So I'm going to look for, like, the summer schedule. I think it starts in June, just to get her back in there. Keep her active. She likes it. She enjoys dancing and all that stuff, so it's right up her alley.
Absolutely. So that's exciting.
I think that that's all that's really happened, though. I can't think of anything else major that has happened.
Yeah, I think that that's it.
Yeah. Do some questions. I feel like the last few podcasts we haven't done no questions, y'all. So,
yeah, I don't think so.
Let's do it. 1,001, or you want to do this 131?
We can do 1,001.
Okay, give me a number.
976.
Extreme spiritual matters.
We need some extreme spiritual matters.
If you were face to face with Jesus, what would he say to you? Give a reason for your answer. Oscar!
I think he would say... I would think he would say...
what is wrong with our dog?
I think he'd say he's proud of me.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I think he knows my heart, regardless of my shortcomings. I think that's, he's that type of... that type of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you say, I'm proud of you. I love you. I know your heart. I know what your intentions are. Don't be so hard, you know.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Because I think that's the God we serve. Like, I'm already forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I believe in Jesus. I'm already forgiven.
But you
forget that when you're doing things. You get mad at somebody. Because they cut you off or something, like, you know, what I mean, whatever the reasons you might think after that, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have reacted that way, or I should have kept my calm, or whatever. But, you know, yes, you should have, but, you know, we all fall short, right? But that doesn't mean that we're judged forever. And I think that's what he would just confirm.
Yeah. Okay. Solid answer. I'm going to go with... 555. 555.
What's the best way to earn another person's respect?
I think you earn respect by giving respect. Like, I feel like if you are an upstanding, respectful, stand-up type of person, then you don't have a reason to not gain someone else's respect. I feel like that's basically with anything. If you are looking to get it from someone, you need to be giving it first. Like, you can't expect it if you're not giving it. So I
agree with you, but it's interesting because I think that that is the best way, yes, to respect people. But there are a lot of people that they're just not respectful people. You know, so for them... You need to respect them, but they don't have to reciprocate.
You know what I mean? There are definitely a lot of people.
You know, a lot of people like that. But I think that that's their problem, right? And long run, like, you know, I have an interesting story about that. Like, I have an old boss, you know, who was very disrespectful. Like, you know, he was the boss, but he was very disrespectful. Just talked down to people, rude. Had this arrogant, like, I know everything, when he really didn't actually know anything because he was never out there on the, you know, in the area where we're doing the work. And just belittled people. And, you know, fast forward, I don't, you know, we didn't get along at all, but fast forward, don't work together now, you know, and seen him a few times, and it's very, like, different, right? Because I think sometimes you have people, I'm saying all this to say this, some of you might have a boss or a coworker that is that way.
Yeah.
Don't jeopardize who you are at account how they're acting or who they
I see what you're saying. Like,
just keep being who you are, because
yeah,
the tide will turn and one day you'll be able to, you know, you'll potentially cross paths again, mm-hmm, and the conversation will be completely different. And you'll see a humbleness, hopefully. And that's what I saw, a humbleness from this person. And, you know, so, I mean,
That's true. And then also, like, if you return the disrespect, like, what are you accomplishing there?
You're just going to get fired,
like, maybe,
probably.
Or, you know, take it in, even if it's not your boss, in any situation. True. Maybe sometimes you need to be that respect that the person sees. You need to model that, because it may do something to them.
Might help change them.
To see that. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like, why I'm going to do the same thing you're doing to me? Like, what is going to be, what's going to be solved here?
Yeah.
Nothing, you know?
I agree.
So I definitely think that you have to give respect to earn it. Now, this does bring up another, like, thing that we always talk about. We always talk about, like, elder people. And how, you know, they say respect your elders. I get that. But some of them elders be disrespectful as hell, okay? And it's like, just because you older than me.
I mean, you need to still show respect.
That you get to be...
You don't get to be rude and nasty.
Rude and nasty, and I'm just supposed to respect
you because you've been on this earth longer.
30 years over me? No. If you ain't respectful, that's like, it's just, I will be respectful, but it's like, don't just expect it because your age is,
I think, yeah, see, that's
higher than mine. Know what I'm saying?
Respect, like, respect is something.
What do y'all think about that? I am curious to know your thoughts.
I would love to know.
Everybody may not agree with us on that, but it is, and it's not, I'm not saying that I'm going around disrespecting the elders. I'm always going to be respectful, but some of them just be so rude and nasty. And it's like, well, you got to respect me because I'm older than you. Well, it'd be nice if you were respectful. It'd make it a whole lot easier. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm of the school of thought that, you know, respect is earned. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and, you know, if you're a respectful person, you're going to give respect to someone because you're a respectful person. Right. And that's what we would do. But you only get that so far if you're not respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, best believe somebody elderly disrespects my wife or my kids.
You gonna have some.
You gonna get the whole other side of Chad, and it ain't gonna be respectful. It ain't gonna be the respectful side. So that's what I mean.
Sometimes that happens. Yes.
Yes, but 100% respect is something you should work and strive to give, because that's what you should want to do, mm-hmm, regardless of the other person, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So second sponsor. This is the oldie but goodie. Mm-hmm. HelloFresh. I mean, we love HelloFresh. We've been a partner of HelloFresh for...
We love them.
And the podcast, the vlog.
All of that, okay? We love it.
Instagrams, all of it. Yes, exactly. So what HelloFresh is, in case you're wondering, with them, you will get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So, basically... HelloFresh is a 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, like, you know, cheaper option by 72%, and it's even cheaper than the grocery shopping. Because, you know, if you go to the grocery store and you're hungry,
you're just going to buy
it. Add $100, $200 on your bill right there because you're hungry. But basically, that's money back in your pockets, and who doesn't want to have money back in your pockets, absolutely, right? HelloFresh's newest menu release includes Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits and veggies, nuts, olive oils, and fiber-packed whole grains for nourishing balance. You can actually pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options and skip weeks when you need to change your delivery date or update your preferences, all in the HelloFresh app. So you're traveling, you don't need your box, you can kind of update that, or if you just want to switch it up, is so you can do all that. That's really great. We've had so many good meals with them.
So many
good ones.
So many.
I mean, literally, I can't pick a favorite. But the one that always resonates at that top, though, is the, like, we did this hibachi.
The one with the hibachi.
Yeah, like this hibachi, because we made this, like, sauce. It was so good.
It's great when you can get a recipe and follow it and it turn out, like, just perfect. Yes.
And then you get the recipe card so you can make it again.
Exactly. Like, that's my favorite part about it, is that I can make this over and over again.
Absolutely. You don't need to do that one time and then you're done, right? Mm-hmm. You can actually use that recipe again.
Yeah.
So basically, we want you to check them out. And if you've not, where's the CTA?
Oscar is.
Okay. So yeah, we want you to check them out. And so what you can do is go to HelloFresh.com/LMO16 and use the code LMO16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, so that's HelloFresh.com/LMO16. Use the code LMO16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Yeah. But yeah, we love it. America's number one meal kit for a reason. You would love it too. Check it out.
Yep. Tell us your favorite meals if you're HelloFresh subscribers.
Absolutely. And
you've used them. Let us know what you like. Okay. You want to do another question?
Let's do another question. Yep. 562.
562. How would you define freedom? Freedom. Oh, I need to give it up.
Freedom. Like, I mean, I would say that waking up each day, feeling just like you've got opportunities, like you're not stressed about, you know, like financially, you're not stressed about anything, you know, like really just little stress, little to no stress. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think that's the biggest one, right? It's like stress locks you up and makes you feel in a prison, yeah. You know? So like just no, little to no stress, you know, just opportunities, you know, knowing that you can, you know, go for things. I mean, yeah. I think that, but the biggest ones for me is stress. And then health for the people that you love, for yourself, mm-hmm. Like, you know, just things being in a place, you know, where it's not bringing a lot of stress and anxiety and pressure on you. I think that's
good,
you know. And then for me, being spiritually, you know, connected with God, knowing that like he's listening and that mm-hmm. I can talk to him and that my prayer life is right and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good one. Ain't nobody talking to you, Alexa. 444.
444.
444.
Let's see. Oh, this is good. If you are a WWE SmackDown champion wrestler,
man,
what would be your name and calling card?
I have absolutely no idea. What would be my name and calling card? Was that like a tagline? Calling card?
Yeah, let's see. What would be your name?
What would be my name? I don't know. I don't like this question. What would be my name? I don't know. What are some WWE names? Like, what do they even be like?
Gorgeous G.
That don't sound descriptive enough. Are their names usually like descriptive or no?
Not necessarily. I mean, some of them like.
I'm not familiar with any of them to know like what are their names normally?
I mean, there's. I'm trying to think who is.
See, I don't even yeah. know.
I mean, I know the
I one. I need another question.
I know the one person, you. Becky Lynch, because she was in that movie.
No.
Give
me something else.
Okay.
Let's do 555.
555.
Wait, did I just do 555? Oh, I don't want to do 665.
don't do 6.
665.
I'm doing that. I wouldn't even. Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Here, like, just wherever?
Yeah, why are we here?
I think that we are here to. Why are we here? Well, we're here because God put us here to further his kingdom. That is my belief, that we are all here to further the kingdom. Now, if you are not Christian or you do not believe that, you probably do not agree with me. But I do think that the purpose of our life is to bring people to Christ. And how we go about that looks different depending on what you do. And, you know, how you influence people or how you draw them in. But I think we all have that purpose. But then also there is that is the greater purpose. But then also we all have our individual purposes of why God put us here. He looks so cute.
He's got his taekwondo gi on.
Yeah, because we got to leave in like 10 minutes. But, yeah, I think that the greater purpose of us being here as Christians is to show people Christ, like show him the love of Christ through us and draw people into the kingdom. But also, I think everybody has their individual
purpose, yeah,
purpose as well.
I agree.
And it's interesting because I was thinking about this, like, well, what? Because I feel like the purpose question is always something that I've gotten caught up on. I can't speak for everybody, but like, oh, what is my purpose? Am I doing my purpose? But then I started thinking, like, well, what if we don't have that one purpose? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if I don't know. Like, I be trying to figure this out. Like, maybe we put too much pressure on what the purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe the greater purpose is the purpose. And it just looks different for everybody. Like, what, at the end of the day, I truly believe that only what you do for Christ will last. So if I am so consumed and stressed and worried about what my purpose is when it's not furthering the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
is it really a thing? Is it really worth it? You know, and these are thoughts that I have that I go back and forth with.
Yeah,
like, what true. If my mission is just to be living my life, drawing people in as I'm doing that? Like, what if I'm doing my purpose? It doesn't have to be this. We always think it has to be this big grand thing. And I feel like some people have, they can wholeheartedly be like, I have found my purpose. This is it. I am living it. And maybe because I feel like I haven't found that, I don't know that, like, I can question it because I feel like I'm still kind of searching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense, yeah.
It is one of those things that I go back and forth with, like, what is my purpose? Am I living my purpose and I'm just wishing it was something else, you know? But then I also believe that that goes with asking God and really seeking his face, mm-hmm. and seeking his answers, you know? That is an interesting tangent, but I am curious. Do you believe that you are walking in your purpose? And how did you come to that? If you do feel like you are walking in your purpose, like, how did you come to that? I am curious because I do think that it is a question that I ask a lot. Like, what is the bigger reason?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And maybe this is enough. I don't know, you know?
I agree.
Maybe this is it. But, yeah.
It's bigger.
What is the bigger? I would agree
that I think that our purpose, you know, us as, you know, believers in Christ, this is what we believe, mm-hmm. that, you know, our, like Gabriel said, like, we're here to love people, spread his message, mm-hmm. of love and care for people, respect people, love people, all those things. Each individual person, like, has to spend their time with God, like, and understand what their,
mm-hmm.
their piece in that is,
yeah,
outside of being just good to people, right?
You
should be good to people, obviously. But there might be a special, like, for Gabrielle, she's a great singer, so is it singing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, you know, I'm an amazing singer, so, like, is it
yes,
singing, you know?
Yes, honey, you're supposed to be out here,
you know what I mean? Like, so there's different things that, mm-hmm. each of us have gifts that God has given us, and I think that's same thing she was talking about. You think you're like, okay, God, well, what is my gift so I can make sure that I'm living my purpose? But,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're already doing it, but you think
it is a very tough
question to answer, because it's not just a yes or no, it's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to feel like you're living in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And until you feel that, you're almost in this question state.
Yeah, and is it even that you get to the point where you feel like you're living in your purpose, or is it the point where you learn to be content?
Maybe.
And you're living in contentment with what's going on or with where you are. Like, does the peace come from being content, or does the peace come from finding your purpose make you content? Or are you just needing to be content? You know what I'm saying?
True.
Regardless of the circumstance.
True.
Good question. So many, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could talk about that forever, because I feel like that's one of the things we always talk about. Like, just what is the purpose? Like, what is it? And I think I question it so much because I just want to make sure I'm not wasting time.
Yeah.
Like, not being in my purpose. So I think that it's not like this. For me, it's not like a, yes, I'm going to get to this purpose and it's great. But it's like, am I going down the wrong path? Like, am I even on the right, right way? You know what I'm saying? Am I going towards it? Is it making sense? Am I moving further away from what is most important?
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. It's a tough one.
It is.
It's really a tough one. It's just a very tough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, it, but yeah, I think that's good. I agree. I think you nailed it about as much as you can nail it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all be thinking the same thing, but let me know if you didn't.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Absolutely.
Let's see. Should we do an Ask Gabe and Bae? Do we have time? We might have a quick one.
If you have a quick one, we got time.
Okay. We haven't done one of these in a long time either. I'm going to go with the most recent one.
Okay.
Cindy and y'all Ask Gabe and Babes now. Okay. Dear Gabe and Bae, from Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous. My husband and I have been married for 12 years and together for 14. To get right to it, he has had a couple of close calls when it comes to infidelity. He has had an online relationship for a couple of months with a girl from out of town a year after we were married, but they never met in person. This was also while I was pregnant with our first daughter. 2 years later, while I was pregnant with our second daughter, he contacted this online girl again for companionship the night I was in the hospital after delivering our daughter because we had an argument. That was their last encounter. After that, because I contacted the young lady and she cried and apologized because she didn't know that he was married. Mm. 8 years later, he had a really close call with a coworker who was 19 years old to his 37 years old. When I found out about his advances towards her on his phone, I called her. She had told me that he continually made sexual advances toward her, but nothing ever came of it because she didn't like him and said they were just friends. When I confronted him, he said that he was really close to going all the way there with her. We are both Christians, and this is against the commitment we made to ourselves and the Lord. It's been approximately 4 years since this happened, and I still find myself not trusting him. So almost every day of my life, I feel tortured when he leaves the house and when he goes to work, thinking that it might happen again. We argued a lot in the beginning of our marriage because neither of us had good examples of what marriage really should be. There were also a lot of women in our church who wouldn't give up the idea that he was single and available after we married. So for years, I couldn't even find comfort and peace at church. Fast forward to today, we hardly ever argue, and he has really been good to me and the kids. I just don't know how to let go of the past. This is really taking a toll on our marriage because I am forever giving him the side eye when it comes to the opposite sex. Oh, I forgot to mention that he went goo goo gaga over my cousin who is like 10 years younger, 10 plus years younger than us in the very beginning of our marriage. He said that he loved her beauty. He has never made any advances towards her, but she knows that he feels she is beautiful. This has embarrassed me. And for 14 years now, I don't have the same relationship with my female relatives out of fear that he wouldn't know how to act around them. Well, my husband and I are 40 years old now, and I am sick of not being my true self, sick of having to feel like I can't be around my family because he might find one of my family members attractive and make them blatantly aware of it. I know none of this is healthy, but he has changed for the better in so many ways. I trust him a lot more in these past few years, but I really don't know how to trust him fully again. He has asked for my forgiveness a million times and I said that I forgave him, but I'm clearly not over the trauma. Any advice, Gabriel and Chad? Am I wrong for not letting go and letting the past stay in the past? Okay, so that was a lot. Thank you for sending that in.
Yes, thank you.
You know, sharing and being vulnerable. Just to directly answer your question, I don't think that you're wrong for not letting go and, you know, letting go of the past. Because here's the thing, like, we don't just say I forgive you and we forget.
Like, it's not like the Men in Black where you just get the pin. I forgive you and you just
you can't do that. Like, it takes a certain amount of prayer, a certain amount of work, as in therapy, like to get through and talk through certain instances. Like you just rattled off about four different things.
It's like as soon as you built trust, it's almost like then he done broke the trust again.
Absolutely. So it's like, no, it's not going to just completely go away. Now, what I will say to you is, do you want to do the work to forgive him? Like the legit work to get past the feelings of insecurity? Because here's the thing, like, nobody can make you feel insecure. Like, that is a you thing. Yes, his actions may be questionable, but you have to decide whether you're going to go past and look at what he's currently giving or stay back in what had happened. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying, like, you know, forget the past. I'm definitely not saying that, but you have to work through that. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can't place our emotions on somebody else. Like, well, they did all of this, so I feel like this. We are in control of our own emotions and feelings. So we have to decide, are we ready to let go of them or not? And if we are ready to let go of them, what is that going to take to do that? Like, what is the work that comes behind that? Because you can't just say, I forgive you, and it's like it never happened. Because yeah. obviously, here we are years later, and it's still bothering you. So I think you owe it to yourself to explore the fact that it still bothers you. Like, it's not about to just go away because time passes. Time doesn't heal it. It's the work that heals it.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. I mean, yeah, and I mean, and then also, too, though, this, you know, I'm sure this conversation's been had, but is he ready to put in the work?
Bingo.
My thing is, like, yes, you only can control yourself, your feelings, your actions. And by all means, we're pro marriage. We want you mm-hmm. to make it work and be happy. You know, like and to have a yeah. to have marriage, you know, like that lasts a lifetime, right? So, and it seems like that's your goal. That seems like you know, you've obviously forgiven him and you guys have been married for a good while now. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the goal is to have a lasting marriage. And I think that's amazing. But he seems to continually make... Now, granted, it's been 4 years mm-hmm. since this last incident. But still, there were many incidents of this. Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be conversations that maybe include a therapist, maybe include a pastor or mm-hmm. or something to where... You know, or maybe it doesn't need even, maybe it just needs to be you two having a deep conversation of, look, this is what I'm struggling with. You know why I'm struggling with it. We don't even have to, there's no searching for the yeah. reason. So what promises and reassurances can you give me that I can truly move past these hurts and these feelings that I am experiencing because of your past actions? Yes, I mean, there has to be a commitment from him that he's not going to continue, you know, not going to fall back on the wagon, you know, and do it again, because then you start over, right? You start the trust process over again.
All the work is like...
It's gone, right? Because yeah. you're like, geez, man, I did all this, and now you...
And now we're back to...
Exactly. So prayerfully, you're never back to that again. Prayerfully, he made his last mistake, and now he's moving on. Mm-hmm. And it seems like... From what your email said, it seemed like when you've talked about it, he's been honest. Mm-hmm. Like, it's at least that's kind of what you alluded, that he's, once you've addressed it, he has not lied about it.
Well, yeah. I'm about to say, you can't really lie when you address the lady.
Well, there's a lot of people
who still lie. Well, there are a lot of men that yes, would still lie. Yes,
would still lie. Right. Exactly.
You're right.
So, at least from what it seems like, when you did address it with him, he owned up to it. Mm-hmm. That is good. You know, that's definitely a good mm-hmm. step, because there's, you know what, we can move yeah. to the next step, right? Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, I think what Gabriel said summed it up. I mean, but that's the only thing I really had to add was,
yeah,
what is his part in this?
Is he going to do the work? Which it seems like from what you say, he has changed a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah. it seems like he has been. So are you going to do the work as well? And is it important enough for you guys to do it together? Like, maybe it's a conversation where it's like, hey, I feel this way, and I don't believe that I should feel this way in my relationship, in my marriage. Like, yeah. I should not be afraid to go around my family. I should not feel insecure. I should not, you know, would you be willing to go through some counseling with me, like, together, just so we can work through this together? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is a you thing, and it is a his thing. But it's a y'all thing because it is still your marriage. So even if he feels like, oh, well, I ain't doing it no more, I've changed, da 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 da, he should still be willing to walk with you until you're there, you know, in the forgiveness area. So I don't think that you're wrong. I don't think that you should feel bad about where you are. I think you should just decide from now, how do you plan to work through this more than just saying, I forgive you, like, bless you. What is the deeper work that comes behind that? And are you willing to do that? Do you even want to do that?
Yeah.
Or is it not worth it to do that?
Yeah, because like you said, you're tired of being in this stuck in this position and this, you know, this horrible feeling. Well, then this is your opportunity to say, you know what? I'm done being in this misery or this this worry, this position. What are you gonna do about it? And so you have to handle the things you'll do, and then he has to be there. He caused this mess, so he has to be there to support you along the way in whatever ways that you need. But you need to understand, like Gabriel said, he can't make you feel better. There's nothing he can do.
It's nothing he can say. It's nothing.
Now, his actions have to continue to be of an upstanding husband, right? But outside of that, though, he can't make you feel better. So those are things that you're going to have to work on. But he should be right there alongside of you.
Yeah.
Being supportive and saying, we're going to win this together. We're going to get through this together.
Okay. So we wish you nothing but the best.
We're going to make it work.
I want y'all to get it together. Like, you know, y'all been together a very, very long time.
We want to see.
You know what I'm saying? We want marriages to thrive and reconcile and all of that. So, that is our prayer for you, that you guys get to that point.
Absolutely.
And that the trust is fully regained. And
this is all just past. And, you know, it's absolutely. Just it's testimony.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody who is listening or watching has been through something similar and you want to share your advice or something that worked for you and your spouse or whatever, feel free to put it in the comments. We love to keep the conversation going. It's great to hear from all our perspective, but it's also great to hear from people who've actually been through what you've been through. So if anybody has anything, feel free to put that in the comments.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we wish you the best.
Yes. And if you haven't asked Gabe and Bae,
yes,
come on, email us and let's make out. podcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Bae in the subject so we know you want us to cover it. Let us know what y'all got. Anything. Situationship, dilemma, what's our opinion on this? Whatever.
We will opinionize it.
We will opinionize it.
We are not licensed professionals. Okay? We are just licensed opinionators.
Anything. Yeah. So
unlicensed opinionators.
Unlicensed opinionators. Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever.
Whatever, exactly.
Anyway, keep the Ask Gabe and Bae coming. I would really like to hear y'all voices. So I feel like I want to do some research on like a voicemail or something, because sometimes it's just nice to hear the person that's talking to you. Wouldn't that be cool?
If we like
heard the actual messages.
That would be cool.
I would love
that. Would y'all be down to actually send your voice?
Call us and like
explain. Or would you do like the voice thing where it doesn't sound like you? Y'all sound like anonymous. Hello.
Oh, where it's all like muffled or
hello,
like.
Hello, Gabriel and Chad. Hi, I am a long time listener.
That is so funny. I would be wondering about that. Like, how recognizable are people's voices that you know? Like, if I was on the radio, do you feel like people would be like, oh my God, that is gay?
I would, for sure.
I mean, clearly you're my husband. You better know my voice. Out of everybody's voice, you better know mine.
I think so. There would be a lot of people that would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So maybe I would be against voice because you think that somebody.
So use the voice changer then. Hello.
Anyway, let us know. If y'all not interested in calling in, I'm going to still research it, but let me know either way if you would be more inclined to share, if you could just call and leave us a voice message or something like that. Because it's only so much you can get on the email.
What's funny about that is that they can leave a voicemail. They can leave a voice message. They can do a voice message and just email it to us.
Ooh.
If they really wanted to.
They could.
Just record your, if you really, just start now. If you really want us to
why like, did I never think about that? If you want that?
Us to like play it on the podcast, so we would actually just play your recording, then you could just record yourself on your phone. Just
do like a voice note.
Voice note. And
email it.
And email it to us.
Shut up.
And then why we can just play it.
I never even thought about that.
You're over here. She's like, I'm going to create a phone number. We're going to create a phone company. And we're going to send out cell phones, well, like burner are, phones. We're going to send burner phones.
Messaging, like, I've seen that because yeah. I've listened to other podcasts where they have people call in and you can leave the message. So I never thought about that.
She over here about to buy a bunch of 100 burner phones and send it out to y'all.
But before I pay for a service to retrieve our messages, let me see if y'all even going to email a voice message. Exactly. So let me know y'all thoughts.
Exactly. With that being said, we're going to get into our third and final sponsor.
All right.
All right. So we've talked about them a few times, and we're going to talk about them now. So Apostrophe, Apostrophe. Do you know what that means?
Right.
Apostrophe. We shout out to them for sponsoring the podcast once again. And so basically, Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out the Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies and a board-certified dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all kinds of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestney, backney, and some buttney. They treat breakouts from head to toe. So basically, I mean, I get like little acne, you know, not a lot, but like you every once in a while I get it. Gabrielle gets it too. Like it just comes out of nowhere. And so looking for options to be able to treat that, you know, as you get older, you're kind of almost scared to put certain things on your face. I know I am. I'm like, I don't want to put that on my face because it's going to clog my pores. It's going to make my face break out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it gets tricky. So this is a great opportunity in a way to be able to get with a dermatologist, but not have to go into the office, not have to do all that. You can just, you know, do everything online from the comfort of your home, get some treatment, and see how it works for you. So I think you should definitely check it out. So we have a special deal for all of you. You save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/LMO when you use our code LMO. And this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/LMO and click begin visit. Then use our code LMO at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's Apostrophe, apostrophe.com/LMO. And use that code LMO to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And again, we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. We want you to go
apostrophe.
Do you know what that means? Clear acne. Clear acne.
You're so lame. Anyway. Let's see what else.
Nothing else. We appreciate you listening or watching.
Why do Pam always be so ready to cut me off?
Because I'm editing.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So we appreciate y'all.
We didn't get to our what have we been listening to segment. Okay, we'll save it for next time. We'll save that segment for next time. That's Don't right. forget, okay? Also, there are a lot of you who are waiting on the Gentle Parenting podcast, and I promise you it will be our next podcast. I just kind of wanted to have a bit more information before I just got on here and was just rambling about it.
We're going to be like, gentle when we talk about it, okay?
Because I had talked about this on my stories about a month ago, and I had asked people's thoughts and stuff, so I kind of wanted to gather like some things that people said, and I just haven't had the time to do that, so we're going to do it. That's the next topic of our podcast is on gentle parenting. Don't give up on us. I didn't forget. I just. Training. And if I haven't done my research, we're just going to thug it out. Okay? Because I know y'all been waiting on this podcast.
We're
just
going to do what?
We're going to thug it out.
Thug it out. If I like that.
Right.
Slim thugger.
Anyway, thank you for listening. How can they keep up with us, love?
So there's a few different ways. And those are all down below, so check them out. No, I'd say you can email
along
us
with our sponsors. I don't think that the sponsors were in the description box of our last podcast.
Yeah.
Normally, they are in the description box, too. Yes. So you can just click the link, sign up, support our sponsors because they support us.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. You can watch this if you're listening. You can listen to this if you are watching. Or you can do both if you just really want to hear it again, because her voice is great and my singing voice is better. So whatever you want to do. But we would love for you to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening to us. If you are watching, thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when new podcasts come out.
Share with your homies.
So share it. Check out our YouTube channel, Gay Babe TV, where we vlog 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Just everyday life.
Unscripted.
Unscripted. Reality. Just reality. Life for the last almost 11 almost years.
11, almost 11. That is a long time.
It is. But.
That's it.
I think that's it. So.
We love y'all.
We love y'all. We appreciate you.
We'll see you the next time.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
Deuces. Good job, guys. All right. Love y'all.